I see you sitting there on that couch every damn day watching the fight, but never throwing a punch for the cause. We're in the ring for you. Now you get in it for us.
I don't got a lot of money, but I give what I can. These bottles right here, they fuel the fight. Alex is out there swinging for us. Least I can do is swing back. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course, we got to have the champ on the show.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more. Yuka! Attack!
Specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of Alpha Gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. Real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and make the purchase now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
New grape flavor bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now. The all-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. The AlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, including a whole morning's worth of... you know, nothing. A whole morning's worth of a whole bunch of hot air, a bunch of talking back and forth with basically war criminals guilty of crimes against humanity, the greatest attack on humankind the world has ever seen, Anthony Fauci. Ringleader in this Holocaust was paraded in front of the Senate today, and boy, did they wag their fingers. I mean, you've never seen disappointment like this. So, you know. I bet he's really regretting all of those lies that he told now that they've yelled at him, you know? Somebody's getting a meanly worded letter today, so you know he's shaking in his boots. Yeah, it's incredibly disappointing. We'll go over some clips. There were some highlights. We just won't spend too much time on it because... nothing actually happened, because nothing ever actually happens. Nothing that should happen ever does. So we'll go to some of those clips, but maybe we'll set the table first. I do want to set the table a little bit first. Not just to pat ourselves on the back. Now, I know I give this spiel a lot, but I got to make it clear. When I talk about how correct and, ahead of the curve we are, compared to literally any other outlet, left, right, center, independent, controlled. We're always first and we're always right. I don't say that in a braggadocious way. I don't say that just to pump ourselves up. I say that because it's important to understand that if we know what was going on, the people in power know what was going on. We don't have any special access to inside information. Everything I cover, for the most part, comes from mainstream media articles or, you know, at the very least, like, you know, right-wing organizations that we trust. But, you know, it's not like have a crystal ball. It's not like we're, you know, psychically observing Event 201 and, like, learning things that way. We just study what's happening. We look at the facts on the ground. We compare it to the statements that are made. And then we tell you what our assumptions are, what our beliefs are. And not only are we ahead of the curve, we're right. It's hard to be both of those things. It's very easy to be ahead of the curve if you're just wrong about everything. Very easy to just come out about things that don't exist and aren't happening and then move on to the next thing. There's a lot of people out there that's sort of their business model, not ours. We are both the first to report on things, and 10 years later, we have to sit here while everybody else comes to terms with what we knew the instant that it happened. So I could start here with a video from Washington, D.C., in February of 2021, when the COVID virus still only existed in China, and yet I gave a report in which I laid out the fact that it came from a lab, the fact that this would be used to bring about vaccine mandates, that there would be a lockdown coming. This was before the vast majority of people in America had even heard the word coronavirus or COVID. Certainly no mainstream media outlet had covered what was going on in China. Somehow we knew. Somehow, you know, Am I magical, or did I look at a map of the epicenter of the virus and go, there's a lab right here? Hey guys, I looked at the map, and right at the epicenter of the outbreak of the virus, there's something called the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's a level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of safety mistakes. That's where it came from. I'm going to just come out on a limb and say that's where it came from, not the farmer's market down the road. Okay. That's what it took. That was it. This was our incredible insight. And I could show you, you know, that video from, again, like a, you know, couple months before it was announced to America that COVID existed, at a time in which, if we wanted to, we could have actually protected ourselves as a nation from COVID ever even getting to our shores. We chose not to do that. I could show you that. Instead, I'm going to show you the COVID-19 pitch meeting skit. You may have seen it before. And again, not just to puff ourselves up, but it's worth once again recognizing that the idea that Anthony Fauci's diaries are revealing anything new, that Anthony Fauci's emails uncovered something we didn't already know, it's all absurd. And so these videos, these reports, these skits, these shows that we do aren't just, you know, edifying and informing you at the time. They serve as historical markers. So we can go back and go, here we are in July of 2026, suddenly just learning all the truth about COVID that somehow we knew all the way back in 2022 when I made this skit. Here's the pitch meeting. I've just retweeted this. You can find it on my X account at Harrison H. Smith. Guys, we have the pitch meeting ready. All right, here it is. The COVID pitch meeting from all the way back, I believe in 2022 is when I made this. I'll double check, but here it is. Let's watch.
Good news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've rolled back the ban on gain-of-function research.
Really?
So now it's legal for us to modify viruses and make them more deadly and transmissible to humans.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it's important that we be prepared in case something like that happened in the future.
In case somebody modifies a deadly virus to be more infectious and able to transmit to humans?
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
No, it's fine. We're doing it at a level 4 weapons research lab in Wuhan, China. Very secure.
Okay, good.
Terrible news.
Oh no.
There's been an outbreak of a mysterious new respiratory virus in Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China? Like where the research lab is?
Yeah, exactly. Like right where the lab is.
So do you think it could have come from the lab?
But no, absolutely not. No. I'd see how you could make that mistake, but no. The virus, the deadly virus with the artificial furin cleavage sites that make it able to infect humans, that came from the farmer's market down the road from the dangerous bioweapons lab.
And you expect us to believe that?
I'll ban you from the internet if you don't.
Oh, God.
No need to worry. The global medical establishment's always preparing for these types of things. In fact, like 2 months ago, they held a course called Event 201, where they basically predicted exactly what would happen, right down to the type of virus and where it came from. So
they're like totally on top of this.
Actually, they're going to do nothing for months and let it spread all over the world.
But it started in China, right? Like, can't we at least halt travel with them?
I didn't realize you were a racist.
What?
Yeah, I didn't realize you had some deep, seething hatred of Asian people. And in fact, I think it's despicable.
Whoa, I'm talking about the virus.
Oh, the virus? It's here now.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it came on a plane from China. There's nothing we could do.
Well, what do we know about the virus so far?
Not a lot, but we're going to go ahead and assume that it's the deadliest thing in the world and everybody's scared. We're all scared.
You didn't seem very worried about it when it was in China.
Well, no, I was calling you a racist then. That's what was important. But now we're very scared of the virus. Everybody's scared. You're scared.
Well, does it affect certain ages or populations or groups, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, it's way deadlier to the elderly and the sick.
Okay, well, why don't we start by protecting them?
No, we're actually going to send COVID-infected patients into nursing homes instead.
Jeez, well, okay, well, what are you doing to stop the spread? UV lights, vitamin C, vitamin D, should I wear a mask?
We know that masks don't really stop you from getting this type of infection. The science is pretty much settled on this. Masks don't work.
Okay, so no masks.
Actually, they're mandatory, and also we're shutting down everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's called lockdown. I'm basically declaring martial law and saying that you can't leave your house or gather in large groups.
How do you think you're going to get people to go along with this?
Well, it's only for 2 weeks.
It's going to last forever, isn't it?
Maybe.
And you're shutting everything down? Everything? Every restaurant? Every store?
Yep, absolutely everything. Everything's shut down. We're all in this together.
So like even like Walmart and Target?
No, they can stay open.
Okay, well, what about like McDonald's or Taco Bell?
obviously McDonald's and Taco Bell can stay open.
Okay, so the big chain stores can stay open, but if a small business tries to stay open, we will send a tank and point a rifle in their face and maybe send them to jail. But it's only for 2 weeks or years or whatever. I mean, won't that crash the economy? Oh yeah, 100%, for sure. Okay, but this stops the virus.
It does not, no.
Okay, other than masks that don't work and lockdowns that don't work, is there anything else you suggest that we do?
Oh, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm imposing plastic barriers and social distancing as well.
Okay, so those work?
No, of course not. It's ridiculous, just think about it. But we do encourage contact tracing, where you download our app to your phone and then use it to log everywhere you go and everything you do and everyone you interact with.
It sounds like a precursor to vaccine passports.
No way, that's crazy. Hey, by the way, we sent a investigative team to figure out the origins of the virus.
Oh, so you're investigating the lab?
No.
Okay, well, who are you sending to investigate?
The guy who runs the lab.
Yeah, this sounds suspicious.
It's not.
I mean, the whole thing sounds sketchy. Nothing you're saying really makes any sense. And it seems like the same people imposing the masks and lockdowns are the same people that are benefiting from it. And it seems like it's going to have way worse long-term effects than the virus itself. I mean, all of this seems arbitrary and expensive.
Well, it's only until we get the vaccine. And actually, it's going to be a wonderful, revolutionary new mRNA vaccine. So, you know, thank God we have Bill Gates helping us with this.
Bill Gates, isn't he the one who thinks the most pressing issue the Earth faces is overpopulation and that the best way to reduce population is through vaccines? Didn't he give a TED Talk to that effect?
No, shut up. He loves you.
Yeah, that's it, folks. Look, you don't have to think it's funny. You don't have to enjoy it. You do have to recognize that somehow, we knew. We knew it came from a lab. We knew it wasn't deadly to normal people. We knew the whole time. This was published sometimes around February 2022 originally. So here we are, 4 years in, still pretending like we don't know this as an absolute fact, and still completely befuddled, I have no idea what is going on with the left. I've seen multiple videos. TMZ came out with a video. Mehdi Hasan made a big post. They're so concerned. They must protect Father Fauci, Dr. Science himself. How dare you? How dare you do this witch hunt against this good doctor who saved all of our lives? You absolute fools. You scumbags. He lied to you. He didn't lie to me. I mean, he lied to me, but we didn't fall for it. I don't get it. And you would think at least a few people might. And this is where I give credit to people like Jimmy Dore, even though he's on the left, even though we have our differences, you might say. You know, when it comes down to I was lied to about my health, America was driven into depression and inflation and corporate monopoly and lockdown nonsense, ruining the lives of children. And this happened for the benefit of major corporations, for the benefit of the intelligence agencies. Getting access to your every waking moment, putting every child in America on a government-issued Chromebook so Google can track all of their information in their social-emotional learning database. Thank God some leftists, some people out there who have some sense of genuine concern about the well-being of the American people are able to break out of the programming. Jimmy Dore is one of them, and there's a few more, but many, many more cases of people refusing to acknowledge what we all know now. And this is that report from all the way back in January of 2021, where once again, I reported on not just the existence of COVID, but the fact it came from a lab, that vaccine mandates were coming, that lockdowns were almost certainly going to happen on American shores, and that we had an opportunity to prevent it from ever getting to American shores. But nobody listens to us. So here we are. Five years later from that, with Anthony Fauci on the stand, refusing to answer questions. So in case you're not aware, the man has invoked the Fifth Amendment, trying to come up with a funny way to say it, more times than he told you to get boosters, something like that. 111 times. The man invoked the Fifth Amendment 111 times. During his congressional testimony, which is kind of a shame, a bit of a shame, because it turns out apparently that's well, now we can't do anything about it. Which is weird, because you would think that having the man who presided over and played the biggest, most prominent, most visible role in a literal crime against humanity mass murder event, you'd think you'd be able to do more than just ask him to admit that he's a criminal. Because that's basically where we're at. Where once again, and I keep commenting on this phenomenon because it keeps arising. Are there guidelines? I want to know if there are guidelines. Who are the people that their permission is required to punish them? Because there's a certain class of people, Anthony Fauci's a part of it, where for some reason, because he won't admit that he's a criminal, we just can't do anything about it. It's weird. It's like, it's as if the people in power think if we just get him to admit what he did, then we can punish him. Why would you have to wait? Now, there's the instance of the pardon, the blanket pardon, which, okay, that on its own might raise suspicions. Why was he pardoned? Well, because Donald Trump was going to go after him, persecute him politically. Really? Because Donald Trump seems to be his biggest fan still. I think it was because of all the crimes he committed. Other people, of course, that he was associated with, that he worked with, were not pardoned. They could now be brought in and questioned. You can actually get him on contempt of Congress, which he was not pardoned for refusing to answer these questions. There are lots of methods and mechanisms through which Anthony Fauci could be held accountable. None of them are being invoked. None of them are being utilized. And I have absolutely no hope that they ever will be. That's just me. But again, if you're looking at Donald Trump, he said this earlier today. Many more people died of COVID under the Biden administration than under the Trump administration. Operation Warp Speed was a spectacular success. In fact, many say one of the most successful things ever done by an American president. I overrode Fauci on this. His ideas were something. Also, I said from the very beginning of the virus came from Wuhan laboratory in China. Fauci strongly disagreed, always trying to protect China. I inherited Fauci, who was there since the 1980s, but with each passing day relied less and less on him. He made too many bad calls, like on masks. Remember at the beginning he was anti-masker, then he switched to a super masker. In any event, I didn't let him shut the country down, although he wanted to. I went the Federalist way and let the governors decide. The Republican governors did a much better job than the Democrats. Democrats, you get it. No, well, it's like the real word is Democrats, but if you switch the E for, you know what, you either get it or you don't, okay? The man's a comedian. Sorry, where was I? The Republican governors did a much better job than the Democrats. Fauci was largely taken out of play, and then came along Sleepy Joe Biden, who made Fauci a king. I called Biden to tell him Fauci was no good, either didn't have a clue or was dishonest. The call was well received, but sadly not acted on. Biden went on to give Fauci vast destructive power. The rest is history. President DJT. Well, press X to doubt. You gave him a Medal of Honor. You gave him a Presidential Medal of Honor, sir. You allowed him to stay in office. You never fired him. You listened to him. You took his advice. Later, apparently, according to the diary, he was mad at Fauci and, you know, yelled at him and felt like he tricked him. Let him stay in power. Let him keep making statements. Let him present himself as the face of science itself. And that never substantially mitigated his authority to make orders or do anything. But as you know, we laid out yesterday, when you see the diary or the emails where he's advising Bill de Blasio, or he's commenting on how Gavin Newsom used the speech that he gave to justify school lockdowns, and you understand that this was, deliberate or not, a distributed blame operation, where the orders didn't really come from anywhere. And Anthony Fauci could make suggestions, but he didn't have any power, and the governors would have the power and then, you know, actually put these suggestions into place, but they were just going off the recommendations, and the people making the recommendations weren't actually imposing the restrictions. So, gosh, who do you blame in all this? Of course, the simple answer is literally all of them. They should all be in jail temporarily, until they can be hung for treason, okay, as is the law. Again, not to like blow it out of the water, you know, not to be like taking it to the nth degree and going extreme for no reason. They killed millions of people. Like, what are we doing here? The COVID virus itself, however many people that killed. And I still have people on my Twitter saying that COVID didn't exist.
the only thing I have to ask is, like, why could I not taste anything for 3 months? Unless you can explain how the flu all of the sudden knocked out your taste buds for 3 months. Like, I thought I'd never get it back. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember eating and not tasting anything and just crazy mass formation psychosis? So, you think that's why? Wait, is Cruz saying it was mass? I was the subject of mass psychosis. Okay, I get it. I get it. See, I was tricked into believing that there was a virus, and then my own brain made me stop tasting things for a while. That's what you're going with. Now, I mean, look, I don't know if it was isolated. I don't know if viruses are real or if their terrain theory is real. People talk to me like I don't know this stuff. I know all of it. I just have experience in the real world. And when my kid is sick, my other kid gets sick, something's happening there. There's some sort of transfer. There's some sort of, ability to transfer viruses. Like, this is one of those things. People who don't believe in viruses are not able to explain some very simple things like transmissibility. So, okay, believe what you want. I don't care. You can believe there's not viruses, and I'm an idiot for believing in viruses. That's fine. I approve. I approve of your belief in that. However, my stance, as always, has been the virus was real. It was made in a lab. It was released on purpose. The lockdowns were extended in order to get the mail-in ballots to steal the 2020 election because this was all one giant plot by the rulers of the world who benefited in a million different ways, screwed all of us over, and in many ways planted a time bomb, many time bombs. They planted the time bomb of infinite inflation, just ruining us economically, but also almost like a terrorist surgeon planting little time bombs in the hearts of their victims who believed their lies and thought they had their best interests in mind, many of whom have now died or will soon die from myocarditis or any number of other mysterious illnesses that suddenly saw a giant spike right after the vaccine rolled out, but we're confused at where it came from. It's just time we stop all playing. It's time we all stop playing stupid. Now, not going to spend the whole show on this. I will spend the first hour on this. I'll show you clips on the other side. There are some good ones, I have to say. Rand Paul actually has security remove one of Anthony Fauci's co-defenders or whoever this guy is. That was pretty cool. I'll show you those clips. I'll show you the big bombshell clips from earlier today on the other side. But I also want to tell you that we have two massive guests coming up. We have Carlin Borashenko, who, of course, we played her video yesterday if you saw that. But she is one of the only people online that I'm aware of who's actually tracking in real time the developments, the strategies, the intentions of the left in this country, the extreme left, the Antifa left, who, you know, when they're not in power, conservatives kind of ignore, you know, unless it's like shoved down our throat, unless it's like a Black Lives Matter style nationwide continual riot for months on end. We don't really pay attention. Not a lot of other places covering right now the Black Lives Matter gathering, confab, insurrectionary zone happening in Madison, Wisconsin. But Carlin Borashenko has been keeping up on that. Very excited to talk to her. We'll also be talking to Lionel Nation, in the third hour about probably any number of topics, since he is in many ways an expert on a lot of stuff we'll be talking about today. I don't know if we have, is there a video we have that we can do? Well, we only got 30 seconds left in this. So let me tell you, folks, to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be back on the other side with more of those videos, and we'll be basically commercial free after this for the rest of the hour. Thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And look, none of our products treat COVID. I'll tell you that right now. Nothing at all. I would never make that claim, ever. But find out what it can do for you by going to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Incredible products, incredible prices. Keep us on air and in the fight. We'll be right back.
I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair, and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's in a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, War Room Live is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very big show we have for you today. A couple great guests coming up in the next couple of hours. But I'm going to spend this segment showing you videos of the interrogation of Anthony Fauci, the clown show, the big nonsense gathering they had in Washington, D.C. Not that we expected anything else. Not that we were rubbing our hands looking for, oh man, they're going to question him and he's going to have to answer and he's going to be, no, it was never going to happen. It was never going to happen because Anthony Fauci is the face. He is the spokesperson. Behind him stands phalanx upon phalanx of intelligence agency all around the world who conspired together during Event 201 to bring all of this about in the first place. Behind them, perhaps intermingled with them, are the corporate masters who brought this about, Moderna and Pfizer, and of course, all the ones who benefited from the lockdowns, Amazon, Target, all these big, obviously BlackRock. they won't let Anthony Fauci go down. They just won't. We could take him down. I mean, it could happen. I truly believe that with enough will, with enough forward movement, the Republicans could actually get justice for this. But as it stands now, with the tools that the Republicans seem willing to actually utilize, I have absolutely no hope in the establishment holding Anthony Fauci's feet to the fire. This whole thing has become an utter farce. Let's go to clip number one now. This was posted by Rand Paul. And yes, it makes a mockery of Anthony Fauci himself, but in a lot of ways, it's making a mockery of all of us and our institutions and the very concept that our government exists for the benefit of the people or to bring about justice and level punishment on evildoers. It's a mockery of the entire underlying foundation of our system. It's all unspooling right in front of us. Let's go to clip number one now.
Under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions. Thank you.
The red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
But the attorneys are not recognized. In fact, the attorney was told not to sit at the table, and he's not obeying that recommendation. There's a row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not. And now you're disrupting the proceedings. And so, look, this is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room.
Fauci's lawyer being forcibly removed by security.
We still have the advice of the other half a dozen attorneys that he brought along today.
Under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your question. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Well, that was basically it. I mean, that you know, we could basically end our coverage of the questioning right now, because that was most of the highlights. It's a lot of invoking the Fifth Amendment. It was a lot of waffling. I mean, there was that dramatic moment where Rand Paul ordered security. Security removed this man from the proceedings. It's cool. It's cool to see Republicans utilize their power. Like, that's what the chairman is for, right? That's what you can do. You've got that authority. You're the man in charge. You don't have to be the biggest. You don't have to be the strongest. There's a bunch of big, strong dudes that have to do what you say. So you say, hey, arrest that man. And they arrest him. Which is sort of the frustration, because you realize that is literally how easy it would be to also arrest Anthony Fauci. Like you saw there, and I, you know, won't worry about playing the clip again, but maybe we can, to give it a little bit more context. But long story short, Rand Paul's like, this guy's not allowed to be here. The guy kept interrupting him. He kept saying, you're not recognized.
You just say, you know what? Enough of this. Security, remove this man. I don't need to argue with him. I'm the chairman. He's not allowed to do this. I don't care what he has to say. Get him out of here. And they did. And then the disruption was over. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how that worked? The next step should have been Rand Paul saying, Anthony Fauci, you're not allowed to invoke the Fifth Amendment. You're in contempt of Congress. Arrest this man. You know they've got jail cells in the Capitol for this exact situation. Now, you could say, well, what would you hold him on? How would you charge him? You can figure that out. You can figure that out later. First things first, use your power as the chairman with the authority over the men with guns. Tell them to arrest Anthony Fauci. Then play it by ear. Then figure it out from there. Not that complicated. Steve Bannon went to jail on contempt. Roger Stone went to jail on contempt. A lot of Republicans have gone to jail on contempt on a hell of a lot less, you know, verifiable charges. Very tenuous, the things that they threw Trump's allies into jail on because they wouldn't comport themselves exactly the way that Democrats wanted them to, or they slipped up on some minor detail about an unimportant discussion they had with FBI agents and it was treated as the deepest perjury. Meanwhile, the man who presided over the destruction of our country during COVID is allowed to plead the fifth, although he's not really allowed to, but he did. It's a little complicated. You know, some people, the rules don't apply to them. Fauci's one of them, as we've learned. Let's go now to Senator Josh Hawley, reminding Anthony Fauci he cannot actually legally invoke the Fifth Amendment. See, the Fifth, and this is the thing. Do we know why the Fifth Amendment exists? Has anybody bothered to talk to the children about what these things mean? I think people understand the Fifth Amendment. They understand it means you don't have to talk to the cops if you don't want to. I've watched enough, you know, cop shows to see some of the least informed people in our country. They understand what the Fifth Amendment is. They know how to keep their mouth shut. So why do we have it? So what's the purpose of it? Why would you write a law in which your civilians could withhold information that the government needs to, like, fix crimes? Why would you do that? You do that as a barrier for government overreach. It is a strict, not just guideline, but rule. It is a law. You cannot force people to testify. Why? Well, for one thing, it's not how you get the best information. If you force people to say what they know, you know, they end up coming up with stuff they don't actually know. It's confusing. Also, you know, if you can force somebody, how far does that go? Can you torture them? Can you withhold freedom from them until they talk to you? It gets a little murky there. So we have a hard and fast rule that is there for the protection of innocent civilians from abuse by their government. That's what it's for. That's why it was created. That's the purpose behind it. It is not just an arbitrary rule like a Monopoly game book. You got to, like, well, you just, that's what happens. No. There are moral imperatives behind the things denoted in the Bill of Rights. If we don't understand that, suddenly we get to a point where an employee of the government who used his authority as a figure in the government to abuse the American people, to abuse innocent civilians, to lie to them, to manipulate them, to get them to do what they otherwise wouldn't do, they had to be tricked into doing. He now gets to invoke the Fifth Amendment to protect himself when the whole time he was operating as a spokesman for the government. So really it's the government that's on trial. He's just the figurehead that was out front saying the stuff. That's not what this is for. That's not what the Fifth Amendment is for. It doesn't apply to this. And it shouldn't apply to this. This is not a witch hunt. This should be a criminal proceeding. I don't even know why this is happening in the Congress. Would Joe Biden bother doing this? Would Merrick Garland bother waiting for, you know, Cory Booker to question one of their enemies? No, they blackbag him in the middle of the night. If the sides were flipped, Anthony Fauci would have been in jail for the last 5 years.
and be eagerly awaiting the upcoming trial, right? He wouldn't have even gone to trial yet. They just throw him into solitary confinement for a couple of years like they did to the QAnon shaman, Stuart Rhodes, Enrique Tarrio, Brandon Straka. I don't know what we need to do to get Republicans to do something. I don't know what it takes to get it across. I believe in Rand Paul's sincerity. I question his impotence. Does he really not have any ability to do anything about this? You can't actually bring charges. You can't actually give this to the Justice Department and say, you got to try this guy. And hey, you know what? Maybe the pardon holds up. Maybe it doesn't. You got to try. This is another thing with Republicans. It's kind of like, you know, Democrats do whatever they can. You have to actually stop them, and Republicans never really do stop them. But they don't concern themselves with whether it's legal what they're doing, whether there's a precedent set to do what they're doing. They just sort of do it. We could take a page from that notebook and, hey, the pardon comes through. So a couple years from now, it turns out Anthony Fauci goes free because it's been litigated up to the Supreme Court. And they've decided that, in fact, a machine can write Joe Biden's signature on a open-ended blanket pardon for crimes that have never been tried before. Okay, maybe it makes a way through the Supreme Court and they decide on Fauci's favor, in which case you got to undo the prosecution you just spent a couple years doing. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's do that then. Let's do that. Arrest Fauci, try him, convict him, let him appeal. And if it goes up to the Supreme Court and it turns out that they side with him, great. At least he will have spent a couple years and millions of dollars defending his freedom. At least he will have spent some time in a jail cell like Steve Bannon or Roger Stone or Owen Schroyer or anybody else in Trump's circle. Every one of his lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, all of them. Don't, you can't tell me it's not possible. You can't tell me that it's not something the government can do. We all saw them do it. They just won't do it for Fauci because he's protected, because he's the head of a giant intelligence operation. Let's go now to clip 27. This is Senator Josh Hawley reminding Anthony Fauci he actually doesn't have the legal right to invoke the Fifth Amendment, which is interesting because he keeps invoking the Fifth Amendment. So what are you talking about, Josh Hawley? He invokes the Fifth Amendment. He's not arrested. What's going on? Let's watch.
Let's just get one thing straight. You don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know. As the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more, Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyers sitting behind you now shifting nervously in their chairs, they know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people. But I think I know why you're doing it. It's because you don't want to answer questions. It's because you did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic, you got rich, didn't you? You got rich while people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over a million in the end, and you were getting rich. And not only were you doing that, you were using federal employees with taxpayer money to apply for and solicit cash prizes for you personally. Cash prizes totaling over $1 million. You did all of that during the pandemic, didn't you? That's a question.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
I mean, yeah, like what is there to say? What is there to say? This is not helpful. It's not useful. You know, the funny thing is to imagine, what if he hadn't invoked the Fifth right then? What if he said, yeah, I did that? What would happen? Nothing? Bunch of nothing? Like, he didn't even need to invoke the Fifth. I'm kind of surprised he did. As we know from his diary, his dear diary, his trapper keeper. You know, he's a bit of a narcissist. He's a bit self-obsessed. He's a bit egotistical. He loves the spotlight. That may be why he showed up in the first place, but it's kind of surprising that he didn't take this opportunity to stand on a soapbox and, you know, talk down. You can tell he wanted to. He didn't want to take the Fifth. I just, you know, This is what I mean. It's like, do you need him to admit it? If he did admit it, then you would arrest him? No? Like, why did he invoke the Fifth right there? He could have just said, yeah, I did that. I did. And you have proof I did. Doesn't matter. I mean, we do have proof that he did that. You know? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like if it was a murder case and Josh Hawley's like, hey, we have the video of you murdering him. We have the bloody weapon in your possession. We have, you know, your confession that you thought was secret, but actually was taped. So we have that, right? The emails, the diaries, all this stuff that he admitted. We have all of this evidence. So you killed him, didn't you? And the guy's just like, yeah, I plead the Fifth. And it's like, God dang it. All right, well, never mind. You're free to go then. Goodbye, you know? Why wouldn't he just go, yeah, you got me. I did it. What would the outcome? It wouldn't be any different. Would Anthony Fauci have been arrested if he'd said yes to that answer? Absolutely not. So what is this little song and dance? What is this clip farming for Sean Hannity? It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't even convince anybody. Here's the other thing. You know what actually may have been at least moderately useful? Instead of just throwing accusations at him that he can just brush away with the Fifth Amendment, what if you spent the time that you have to question Fauci to simply list item by item all of the proof that we know about him lying, what that lie meant, who he told the lie to? Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there watching right now. They're convinced this is a partisan witch hunt. You know what doesn't disabuse them of that idea? When Josh Hawley treats this like a partisan witch hunt. When he shouts a bunch of sort of disconnected, not well-explained accusations, something about $1 million, a prize thing. I'm sure he's accurate what he's talking about, but doesn't inform anybody, doesn't tell anybody, doesn't convince anybody. So I'm in a particularly good clip at the end of the day. So why wouldn't you just like sit there and go, on this date you said this, 2 days later on television you said this. That was a lie, wasn't it? On the Fifth Amendment. You don't need to say Fifth Amendment. I'll just keep going. On this day you said this in your diary. You said this on TV the next day. That's also a lie. You lied to the American people again at that point, right? Don't answer. I'll keep going. Like, that's how you do it. So then you put the clip up and you tag leftists and you go, you don't care? You don't care you fell for this scumbag's lies? Maybe that would wake people up. I don't know. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. Maybe I'm a hopeless optimist, you know, a starry-eyed optimist thinking that anything could still change the left's mind. But you could try. You could at least try. You could not feed into their primitive understanding of what's going on. Fauci, good guy. People questioning him, bad guy. And the people questioning him just sort of inarticulately shout. And it's like, yeah, you're not convincing anybody, which is unfortunate. I'm once again saying, on the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based on the rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, which apparently he doesn't have, but he did keep invoking it. Which, once again, just like everything, and I hate repeating myself over and over, but if we had an informed, intelligent, you know, respectable population, like, this would be anathema. This would discredit him in the eyes of everybody. Because who would want to be under a government of weasels like this? They can't answer a single question. He's out there soaking in the spotlight, reveling in the attention when he's in the unquestionable avatar of science. But the instant he's actually put to hard questions about the lies that he told, he suddenly shrinks into the shadows and doesn't want to be known. Is that not something that should infuriate and cause not just suspicion, but arriving at the conclusion that this guy is not trustworthy, not to be trusted, certainly should not have any hand in anything having to do with health or profit or the combination thereof. A normal, functional country with adult human beings with brains would be able to see the former head of the NIH, who ran the health industry in America for 30 years, refusing to answer simple questions. And they would say, this is really bad. We need to do something about this. This guy is clearly criminal of some sort. Even if I liked him, even if I thought he was trying his best, this display should be enough to discredit him. But the American people believe everything they're told. And what they're being told is that this is a witch hunt, and that Anthony Fauci is an innocent hero of science that is now being bullied by big, mean Rand Paul because Rand Paul wants everybody's grandmother to die of COVID or something. I don't know what they're telling each other, but it's lies. Regardless, it's lies. Let's go to clip number 42. And I hate to even do this because this is another example of sound and fury signifying nothing. Here's Senator Bernie Moreno asking Dr. Fauci some very poignant questions. Let's watch.
Mr. Fauci, do you know who David Shirtler is?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. What does the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution say?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
No, I'm just asking you what it says.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
I'm going to give the Constitution to my aide. He'll bring it over to you so you can have it for future reference. I think it's something that every American should know what the Constitution says. Do you know who wrote the Fifth Amendment?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
So you're invoking a right that you don't know who wrote it or what it says. Is that correct?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow, indeed. That was pretty good. I did like that. Oh, you're invoking the Fifth Amendment. Can you tell us what it says? You'd think you'd be able to answer that, at least, at the very least. Here's more from Senator Moreno here.
Can you do me a favor in the audience and stand up if during the time of the COVID pandemic, you were called a racist for calling the virus a Wuhan virus or the China virus? If you thought the 6-foot rule was total crap, if you thought the vaccine wasn't something that you should take, if you thought it was outrageous the way the mask policy was rolled out, if you were fired from your job for not taking that vaccine, including members of the military, if you thought closing schools was catastrophically stupid, and that you thought that during these times saying these things made you somehow a lesser human being. Dr. Fauci, can you just turn around and look at the people behind you? You're not willing to do that? That's not a question. It's not a question. To your lawyer, it's not a question. It's a request. All you have to do is look up from your lawyers and look at the people who were absolutely shamed for saying what we know now to be the truth. You can't even look at them? It was about 6 years ago today that I decided I'm going to give up my businesses, sell them all, run for office, run for the United States Senate. Here I am sitting in front of doing that. It is a total disgrace what you did to this country.
Well, that's it. Problem solved. Problem solved, folks. They'll never do another big virus lockdown ever again. He cursed at them. He said a curse word at them, so pretty sure that's justice right there. Justice is done. We can all move on now, right? What a ridiculous charade. Carlin Borischenko joins me on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground.
miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.